The Cincinnati Pops Orchestra has a world concert premiere coming up next weekend. It's a presentation of Macy's Yes Virginia in concert. It's on Saturday, December 14th at 2 p.m. Music Hall. And to tell us about the show, we have Bill Skimmerhorn, who's the vice president and creative director of Macy's Parade and Entertainment Group, and also Wesley Watley, who's a co-writer of the production. Thank you both for being on the line.
Happy holidays. Hi, thanks for having us.
So let's go back to the very beginning here, if we can. I know there's a lot of history behind it, so if you can give us a kind of a thumbnail sketch of the origins of this production. It goes back more than 100 years, back to 1897. Is that right?
That's correct. A little girl named Virginia O'Hanlon was a New Yorker who was very inquisitive. She had friends who were telling her there's no such thing as Santa Claus, and she decided to write a letter to the New York Sun, to the editor, to ask, "Dear editor, is there a Santa Claus?" And the editor, Frank Church, wrote back, "Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus," and it became one of the most famous editorials of all time.
Just those two words, "Yes, Virginia," they've become a part of the language, and now it's the basis of a musical. So how did the relatively short newspaper piece get transformed into a stage production?
Several years ago, we at Macy's decided to create an animated special that celebrated Little Virginia's story. And we created, it's a half an hour. Each Christmas, it's airing on CBS. And it basically animates and characterizes her journey of writing the editorial and receiving the response from Frank Church. Well, Bill and I saw the animated special that we produced and fell in love with it. And we just thought immediately, this story needs music. This story needs songs. Little Virginia needs to sing about this experience. So, gosh, Bill, when did we first write the song?
For the animated special for their DVD release, we wrote a song called "Yes, Virginia, There's a Santa Claus," and it became the credit song for that DVD. And just before that was released, Anne Hampton Calloway sang the song in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade that year. And then we were fortunate enough that that song went on to win the Daytime Emmy for Best Original Song. So then Wesley and I took that experience and said, what can we do next? And what we saw is that we have a tradition here in Macy's, New York, in Herald Square, of an annual puppet theater, which is traditional marionettes. It's all beautifully handcrafted. And we said, this is the perfect venue to take Little Virginia's story and now make it a musical. So we created a 25-minute musical version of that. And we were fortunate to have Whoopi Goldberg as our librarian. And Matthew Broderick was part of that. And it became a wonderful score and show. The journey continues. It's been a fascinating trip because then Macy's decided, wouldn't it be wonderful to take this, make it a stage musical? And what we all decided was, let's start with kids performing the show. It was a way for us to give back to the arts in public schools. So we invited middle and elementary school kids to perform the show. The teachers could download the score and the script royalty-free, perform it as they wished. And at the same time, the first 100 that qualified, Macy's gave a $1,000 grant to each of those schools to use towards their production.
And Bill and I mean, we are both a product of public school education and music programs. So that's been one of the most gratifying aspects of this program, is to really give back to schools all across the country and invest in the development of theater kids and music kids. This coming Christmas will be our second year of these school projects. And so the production has been seen now in almost 200 elementary and middle schools across the country. We fell in love so much with Virginia's story on stage, we thought, what about one of the largest stages in the country? And that's what brought us to Cincinnati.
Right. And now we are going to be at the Music Hall, as you said, on Saturday, December 14th. And it will be the world premiere of Yes, Virginia in a concert version with the full Cincinnati Pops, the May Festival Youth Chorus. And then we have some wonderful talent playing the parts of the characters for Yes, Virginia. From New York, we're bringing in Liz Calloway, who was a Tony nominee and Emmy Award-winning actress, and she is probably best known. She was nominated for her role in Baby several years ago, and then she went on to do Grisabella and Cats for several years. She was also in the original cast of Miss Saigon, The Three Musketeers, and The Look of Love. We're bringing in Norm Lewis as Mr. Church, and he's just had a great year. So he was a Tony Drama Desk, Drama League, Outer Critics Circle Award nominee for his performance. He was Porgy in the Gershwin's Porgy and Bess that was recently here on Broadway. He also appears as Senator Davis on ABC's Scandal, and he's done several Broadway shows. In fact, he and Liz were both in the original Broadway cast of Miss Saigon, so it's nice to reunite them. And then we also have local actors as well. Joshua Steele, who's playing Scraggly Santa. He has been in many shows in regional theater, and I believe he's won both the Acclaim Award and the Cincinnati Entertainment Award for various roles that he's done. And then we have wonderful kids in the show as well. Gracie Alexander is playing Virginia. She's from Orlando. And Wesley and I fell in love with her because she did the singing voice of Virginia for our musical school website. When the teachers went to download the song, she sang all the demos. And we just said she is perfect as Virginia. So we have invited her to come to Cincinnati and have her stage debut with the Cincinnati Pops.
And then the last couple of characters, Aiden Hubbard is our Ollie. We found him from the boys' choir in Cincinnati. And then Claire Northcutt is our Charlotte, a brilliant young actress who is certainly a rising star, and she's also from the Cincinnati area.
You know, one of the questions I wanted to ask, and this would probably go to Bill Skimmerhorn, Macy's and Christmas, I mean, there's a connection there that goes all over the place. I mean, there's, of course, the annual Christmas parade and also the A Miracle on 34th Street. So how did all this get wrapped up, Macy's and Christmas?
Santa Claus was first at a Macy's department store in 1862. Roland Hussey Macy, the founder of Macy's, decided Santa would make a nice visitor for him in his store at the time. And that wasn't done back in the 1860s. So ever since then, it was a tradition to go to Macy's to visit Santa Claus. And then, of course, with the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and especially with the movie Miracle on 34th Street, Santa and Macy's do go hand in hand. And we're so honored and pleased to be able to keep that tradition alive and now do further Santa's cause through Virginia's story. And we can all be believers through kindness and generosity and love. We can all be Santa Claus. And that's the bottom line message of the story.
Sure. I mean, Virginia inspired us all to write a letter. And so we at Macy's are now asking everyone to follow her lead and write their letter to Santa and bring it into our mailbox in the store. And we are dedicated to donate $1 million to the Make-A-Wish Believe campaign. So we're thrilled that Little Virginia has inspired this whole promotion and campaign, but also all of us to really believe at this time of year.
And of course, the Cincinnati Pops, I think it was last year, recorded a version of Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus. They did a version of that set to music of Edward Elgar. So there is a Cincinnati connection. But when you think of big stage productions like this, they always get premiered in New York. So how did you choose Cincinnati?
Cincinnati is a natural fit for Macy's. It is our corporate home office. I fell in love with the Cincinnati Pops thanks to John Morris Russell. I met him here in New York when he was conducting a gala at Carnegie Hall with the New York Pops. We just started talking about what could we possibly do together. Next thing you know, he was doing I Believe, which is another song Wesley and I wrote, and then he did a Christmas CD, and this just seemed a natural fit that I said, let's take Yes, Virginia to Cincinnati.
Sure. Bill and I have also put the 4th of July fireworks on for Macy's here in the city. And early on, Bill would always say, when we went looking for music and research, go pull some of those Cincinnati Pops recordings off the shelf and give them a listen because their sound is so beautiful and the albums that they create are just so stunning. So I think now for over a decade, Bill and I have just listened to every recording that the Cincinnati Pops have done.
And there's a lot of them.
Yeah, there are a lot of them. And we've fallen in love with the orchestra over the years just for their recordings. So it's a real thrill now to get to work with such a fine orchestra on this piece.
Right. And we just can't wait to sit there in the audience and sit there in the music hall and just have this music flow over us as we're hearing some terrific singers and that sensational orchestra play this score.
I'd like to thank you both for giving us the insight on this really long, long process from a newspaper editorial to a stage production. Bill Skimmerhorn with Macy's Parade and Entertainment Group and Wesley Whatley, co-writer of the production. Thank you both for telling us all about the show.
Thank you, and have a wonderful holiday season.
And the Pops have a busy schedule for the rest of the season, too. December 14th, it's Macy's Yes, Virginia in concert. And Hampton Calloway headlines the annual Holiday Pops Concerts. Those are December 13th, 14th, and 15th with John Morris Russell. Amy Grant will be performing with the Pops along with her husband and country music legend Vince Gill. They have a special one-night performance December 17th. And the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, they've got stuff going on too. It's Handel's Messiah for Sunday, December 22nd, and the CSO is the official orchestra for the Cincinnati Ballet, and they'll perform during the company's annual performances of the Nutcracker. And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.
Not believe in Santa Claus? You might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your papa to hire men to watch all the chimneys on Christmas Eve to catch Santa. But even if they didn't see him, what would that prove? No one sees Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor adults can see. No one can conceive or imagine all the wonders that are unseen and unseeable in the world. For there is a veil covering the unseen world, which not the strongest person nor the united strength of all the strongest people can tear apart. Only faith, fancy, poetry, love, and romance can push aside that curtain and view the supernal beauty and glory beyond. Is it all real? Ah, Virginia, in all this world there is nothing so real and abiding. No Santa Claus. Thank God he lives, and lives forever. 1,000 years from now, Virginia, nay, 10 times 10,000 years from now, he will continue to make glad the heart of childhood.